听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step, book three, lesson 90, part one, warming up exercises, dictation, news items. You are going to hear two news items. Listen carefully. Write down every word you hear.
China's National People's Congress will open its yearly meeting November 26th. The Congress is expected to approve China's new proposed constitution. The new constitution would reestablish the position of chief of state. Reports from Peking also said the Congress is expected to approve some changes in China's leadership.China's National People's Congress will open its yearly meeting November 26th. Congress is expected to approve China's new proposed constitution. The new constitution.Would reestablish the position of chief of state. Reports from Peking.Also said the Congress is expected to approve some changes in China's leadership.
The population count in China has ended. Population counters now will spend the next few weeks examining the count to make sure it is correct. The final count is expected to be announced by the end of August. 5 million census takers have spent the past 10 days talking to members of every family in China.They have collected information on age, employment, educational level of every person in China. China's population is believed to be 1,000 million people. This is about 20% of all the people in the world.The population count in China has ended.Population counters now will spend the next few weeks examining the count to make sure it is correct. The final count is expected to be announced by the end of August. Million census takers have spent the past 10 days talking to members of every family in China. They have collected information on age, employment, educational level of every person in China. China's population is believed to be 1,000 million people. This is about 20% of all the people in the world.
The news in special English. This is Al Ross reporting. At least 30 persons have been killed and more than 100 others injured in a strong earthquake in eastern China. The Chinese news agency Xinhua said many houses were destroyed. The earthquake measured about 6 on the Richter scale. Its center was reported in Shandong province, about 600 kilometers south of Beijing. Washington. The United States Senate has voted to permit production of the first 21 MX nuclear missiles. The Senate voted 56 to 37 to defeat an amendment which would have blocked money for production of the missiles. The House of Representatives already has approved money to purchase the MX missiles. President Reagan says the United States needs the MX missile to show the Soviet Union it must negotiate seriously in arms talks. But opponents of the MX say it increases the chance of nuclear war. Bonn. West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl says a letter from Romanian leader Nicolae Ceausescu provides hope for a compromise at the Geneva talks on limiting nuclear weapons. Mr. Kohl said the Romanian leader proposed that British and French weapons not be included in the present talks on limiting medium-range missiles. Mr. Kohl said this was unusual for the leader of a Warsaw Alliance nation to make. The Soviet Union has said British and French weapons must be included in the talks. Washington. The State Department has confirmed reports that a mass burial place with many bodies has been found on Grenada. A State Department spokesman said the grave has at least 100 bodies in it. He said the grave may be the burial place of former Grenadian Prime Minister Maurice Bishop and his supporters. They were executed after last month's government takeover by General Hudson Austin. The spokesman said a team of American experts is going to Grenada to examine the bodies and find out who they were. In New York, the United Nations has released a report on Grenada. The report says Grenada's Governor General, Sir Paul Scoon, is appointing a 12-member advisory committee to help him govern the island until elections are held.
Exercise 1. Complete the summary for each news item. Exercise 2. Answer the questions.
Part 3. News.
Lebanon. Heavy fighting has broken out Monday between Lebanese army and anti-government forces. But Beirut Radio says a ceasefire now is in effect. During the fighting, American Marines at Beirut Airport exchanged fire with gunmen in nearby areas. The airport was closed after a number of artillery shells hit the runways. A number of shells also hit several Christian areas of Beirut. Also in Lebanon, fighting between opposing Palestinian groups has moved to the northern Lebanese city, Tripoli. Supporters of Palestine Liberation Organization leader Yasser Arafat moved their heavy artillery from the Badawi refugee camp into Tripoli. The Arafat supporters came under heavy fire in the camp from Palestinian rebels who oppose Mr. Arafat. On Sunday, the rebels captured the Nahr al-Barad refugee camp from supporters of Mr. Arafat. Damascus. Official broadcasts say Syria is calling on its extra military forces to report for duty. Earlier, Radio Damascus broadcasts ordered extra army soldiers to report to officials. Reports said Syria is taking the action in answer to the movement of American naval ships in the Mediterranean. Damascus Television said the Syrian people want to show Israel and the United States that they will not permit other countries to control them. Ankara. Turkey's moderate conservative Motherland Party has won a major victory in parliamentary elections Sunday. Unofficial results show that the Motherland Party, led by former Deputy Prime Minister Turgut Özal has won a majority in the 400-seat parliament. Turkey's military rulers supported the National Democratic Party in the elections. Washington. President Reagan leaves Tuesday for visits to Japan and South Korea. Officials said the president's visit will show how important the United States considers its military and economic relations with the two countries. South Korea. Four persons have died in the crash of an American Marine helicopter south of Seoul. Two other persons were injured. An American military spokesman said officials are investigating the crash. South Korean news agency said the helicopter crashed after striking an electrical wire. Jakarta. Foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have ended a one-day meeting on the situation in Kampuchea. The ministers agreed to form a committee to study ways to carry out ASEAN's proposal for a withdrawal of Vietnamese troops from Kampuchea. The United Nations General Assembly last week approved an ASEAN resolution calling for the Vietnamese withdrawal. Briefly, here again is the major news of the hour. An earthquake in eastern China has killed at least 30 persons and injured more than 100 others. The United States Congress has voted to go ahead with production of the first 21 MX nuclear missiles. And President Reagan leaves Washington Tuesday for visits to Japan and South Korea. That's the news in special English. Al Ross reporting.
Exercises. Complete the summary for each news item.